I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech.net. For businesses that rely on a fleet of PCs, both laptops and desktops, management of PCs often means simply keeping them going. But the advent of vPro, and now vPro capabilities in wireless machines in the form of Centrino Pro, has made it possible to tune thousands of machines to get better results in automation, functionality, and security. In this podcast, we talk with Bruce Michelson of Hewlett-Packard and John Maffey of Intel.
My name is Bruce Michelson. My title is Distinguished Technologist, and I work for Hewlett-Packard in the Personal Systems Division.
I wonder if you could paint a picture of what the lifecycle environment is right now for PCs.
You know, in terms of the context, when you look at lifecycle management for access devices, you're really no longer looking at desktops and laptops only. You're really looking at the portfolio of access devices, which can be anything from a handheld device all the way through, of course, laptops and desktops. So typically, the laptops will have a shorter and faster useful life, anywhere from 24 months, say, to 30. And desktops, we've seen businesses go from 36 to 48. But as a general rule, I'm still seeing most of the businesses I deal with look at 36 months as the optimal life cycle for desktops and laptops. And I think part of that is with all the new innovations that are coming out, both product features and form factors and pricing, I'm also seeing things such as the chip innovation that we're talking about be resident on newer models. And what you want to see is that the technology refresh cycle really becomes the enabler to adopt innovation. So I think you're going to see more aggressive refresh cycles on access technologies.
My name is John Maffey. I am the IT PC fleet manager for Intel IT, and I work for Intel Corporation.
John, you look at laptops and PCs today, and there are a number of features that are loaded in there that we didn't see before. And I think that it might be easy to assume that they all just appeared out of nowhere. Are these features things that get phased in over time as product features being built at the silicon level, being built at the software level?
Well, while it may appear they appear instantly, there's actually a fairly long lead time associated with some of these features. So we've known that they've been coming for a while, and we've been pushing for a lot of these features. We seem to have the performance issues licked with PCs today, and that's really not what's driving us. We need to make sure that the PCs are up, that people have their productivity, and that we can keep our costs down. But when we're looking at the new features like today, what we're saying is, It really isn't going to make an impact today. The impact's going to be a year, 2 years, 3 years down the line when the PC may start having some issues that we can go in and manage. And towards the end of its life cycle, when we're working to get the next 6 months, a year out, until we can disposition the PC in a very orderly manner. But the new features, they are coming today, and we're looking at them. We're slowly implementing them, but our plan is, as they become more mature and as our fleet, as we get more numbers within our fleet, somewhere around the 20 to 30% is where we're going to start seeing some payoff, then we'll be able to use all those new features. So they're new. We don't just flip them on. We work with them until we get to a certain critical mass, and then we start getting the value from those new features.
Can you talk about the roadmap for new features or new capabilities down the road, whether it's even reducing costs further in the same areas or added features?
So without getting into too much detail, what you're going to see with vPro as you move forward is increased automation, increased simplification of the provisioning and preparation of the clients to be managed by the console, improved consoles, more dials on the PC, so to speak, that you can affect. So one of the things we saw with the recent Centrino Pro release is scaling the value of vPro to mobile and giving us the ability to manage on a mobile device very similar to what we do with a desktop, and bringing those features to a mobile networking environment.
A question for Bruce here. What are the things a business should know when adding to or refreshing its fleet of desktops?
Well, that's a particularly relevant question right now because I've alluded to in other discussions what I like to call the perfect storm. Aside from the intelligent manageability and things that vPro brings to the marketplace, you have new operating systems. You also have consumer experience now, so you're now dealing with more experienced end users who would very much like not to have that desk site support call, who basically can do what we refer to now as touchless installations and so on. So this whole concept of level zero support is really coming into a mainstream scenario with this next tech refresh. And as more and more people have formal and informal home offices, I think what you're going to see on the next round of refreshes, this intelligent manageability that both the product features of the OEMs and from Intel, I think what you're going to see is a synergy that starts to make this level zero support, which had, I would say, limited adoption in the past, now become a mainstream service level.
I've been talking about security quite a bit lately with a number of folks at Intel and outside of Intel. Looking at security, it seems like there are so many different layers of security from the chip level all the way up to just spam guards and things that just monitor email. How does vPro figure into this?
So let me go ahead and address that again at a high level. You need to be worried about the threats that you have today. And most IT shops have good enough tools for today, but you really need to be looking out at the threat level 2 to 3 years from now. The attackers are getting more sophisticated. They're more into it for the economics and for more malicious reasons than in the past. So you really need to be thinking about how much tighter can I lock down my PC and protect it while still making sure that the end user can get their work done. And again, that goes back to you got to look 2 to 3 years out. There's a lot of features today you might scratch your head and go, I'm not sure I can, use this circuit breaker today. I wouldn't know what to do with it. Well, you're probably going to need something like that 6 months, a year, 2 years from now, and that capability within Pro, so that you can react to certain events that may be coming up. So you have to look out at your threat level 2, 3, 4 years out because your PCs are going to be around then, and buy your features today with that forward look.
Are you looking at future vPro security capabilities in terms of trying to take into account the behaviors of users and to sort of take that out of their hands and kind of do it for them?
So at Intel, we're doing a sort of a two-level approach. We actually, our employees are one of our first lines of defense, and you can't really replace that first line of defense, a well-conditioned, well-trained workforce that knows, what they can and can't do to increase or decrease the risk on their PC, while adding the automation of these additional features, which should help protect them, putting in the network filters that can identify when a PC's been infected if they've had some malicious software installed on their machine. There's a lot of automation in here that will let the IT shop know that they're secure and give them the tools, and will also allow our users to sort of play in a safe sandbox, so to speak, knowing that all these features are around them and they can get their work done and they don't have to worry about the next generation threat attacking them.
Yeah. And Bruce, a question for you about lifecycle management. Could you define how lifecycle management improves security?
Yeah, actually, and this dovetails into the previous discussion perfectly. The best practices for lifecycle management tie into the ability to identify an asset, a PC, desktop, or laptop, to effectively quarantine it if there's a problem, to account for it, and right from the very beginning to protect the end user both from incoming and outgoing type of potential. So you look at the out-of-band capabilities, for example, for asset management, being able to reduce the potential flux of asset management by 3, 4, 5%, because you can now count the out-of-band stuff, you can now account for it, really protects the lifecycle management, because lifecycle management is nothing more than a bill of material required to support a client desktop. So if you look at it in that way, one of the things that you want to do is the asset management function needs to be at a very high practice level. And just by acquiring the technology, what you find is some of those practice levels automatically improve. This combined with what the OEMs put out, such as standard disk encryption and so on, protects the user right from the very beginning and provides a much more solid footstep going forward.
This may seem like a dumb question. Is it good enough to just get the best PCs I can get that have a vPro sticker on them? I mean, is that going to work?
You actually need to put some additional thought into that, because you do have some training that you'll need to put in place for your operations center to manage and use these new tools that are out there. You can buy all the best tools in the world, but if you don't have a trained technician to use them, they're not going to do you much good. And back to Bruce's point, you need to look at your set of your bill of materials, so to speak, and look at where your business is today, where it's going to be in a couple of years. You can't just put this in an environment and flip it on and expect to get the full benefit.
Yeah,
and you'll do okay, but it's not going to get you to where you need to be 3 years from now to provide the type of service your customers will be expecting at that point.
And to your point, adding more disk and memory, while that might make you feel more comfortable, is not necessarily going to address any of the process, policies, procedures. So ideally what you want to do is get a look at the features that are relevant for your business and then configure the systems, you know, 2 or 3 years out so that you don't have to touch the system again. So there should be some level of over-configuration, but not to excess.
I think at the bottom line here is there's an opportunity now to really look at what's going to be happening. This is a good time to think through what your strategy is going to be for the next 3 years, because there are some new features appearing, and there are roadmaps for those new features. Look and see how that's going to map into your environment and what you're going to need to do to get the most value out of that for your company.
John Mauve is the IT PC Suite Manager for Intel IT, and he was joined by Bruce Michelson, Distinguished Technologist for Hewlett-Packard in the company's Personal Systems Division. I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech.net.